I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Milwaukee's first stage theater has been making award-winning theater since 1987. They're one of the country's most acclaimed children's theaters, and they've staged almost 50 premieres in their 31-year history.
One of those premieres is about to open, Antarctica, Wisconsin. It's a play about Milwaukee, about its divisions and its places of connection, and about a group of teenagers trying to navigate and better their world. Malkia Stampley directs the show, and Jeff Frank is first stage's artistic director. He explains how this premiere came to be.
Finnegan Crookmeyer, the playwright, we commissioned him to write the piece The Snow a couple of seasons ago, and it was a great experience working with him. He's just got a unique voice, and as plays, his plays have been produced around the world, and I thought it was interesting what we might discover if we had a playwright literally from the other side of the world, because he lives in Tasmania. To come back to Milwaukee and talk with our young people in Milwaukee and see what he might discover, what story he might find to tell. And that was sort of the genesis, just a conversation about, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And then he had conversations with young people and then learned a lot from those conversations and then sent a survey to a broader constituency. So he had a lot of fodder to inform the beginnings of the piece.
How long was he here to actually do the in-person interview?
He spent about a week with us and then followed up with the surveys about 3 months later.
And Malkia, when did you get on board with it?
Oh, it has to be January of 2017.
Yeah, I think that's
so over a year. Yeah.
Over a year. I think there was a draft already in place, or soon to be, and the interviews and conversations had already happened, and Jeff had talked to me about the project and his goals with the piece, and he was crazy enough to ask me to join, and so from there, you know, I started to work with Finnegan as well with a few others with our input in the drafts, and we had a couple workshops with actors and some young performers, and really just worked on that script and trying to bring it to life. That was last year in April, and then July, and then here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about to open.
Right.
Just about to open. How has the rehearsal process felt? Because this piece has been created from scratch here.
It's been a whirlwind because it's such a different piece. You know, it's easy for me to want to get to the specifics, the what exactly is bothering our community today, yesterday. Let's be realistic and specific. And what I love about this is that it invites all kinds of audiences. So you don't have to pick a political side. You don't have to be on one side of a social issue. We recognize that there is something that's not right in our community that these young people are seeing, and that we have to dig a little deeper and we have to join forces to try to correct some of these things. And so with that folktale element, it's for the entire family, but we're still able to at least show the essence or show the surface of some of the things that are plaguing our community in Milwaukee, specifically police brutality, violence in our neighborhoods, school, the lack of opportunities or not knowing what to do with your life when you are suffering from poverty, and your voice not feeling like you have a voice. These young performers are talking about some really deep things without going to, like I said before, the more specific issues that, like the Parkland shooter, or even the Sherman Park, the unrest in Sherman Park a couple years ago, which came out of this, and other things. Because I feel that when you get very specific and when you pick those sides, even like Black Lives Matter, for instance, that's a trigger word. That's a trigger phrase for some people. If you say all lives matter, to me, that's a trigger phrase for me. But we chose not to go there because then people will shut off, I believe. And so I'm so pleased with where we've ended up with that.
One of the things I love about the way the script is written is that, A, it's told through the voices of these teenagers, and lots of them have the chance to be the narrator at the time. You know, everyone gets a chance to kind of speak how they see things. And as I was reading it, I didn't have necessarily a specific idea of what race these kids were. It was a mix. And it could be a lot of different things. And so it leaves it, for me, it felt like it left room for everybody to find a place in it. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things, and Melchior talked about it a little bit, this idea that one of the reasons it's called Antarctica is because there's this metaphor of icebergs and the fact that we see a little bit of a person and we might make a judgment based on that little bit we see without knowing the totality of their story that lies under the surface, right? And the play itself is like that, that we see bits and pieces of the lives of these seven teens on a couple of days at the end of a summer, right? And in the midst of this struggle or all of the struggles that Milwaukee faces, they're just trying to be regular teens. But being a teen has become more and more complicated and more challenging. And we're hopeful that seeing different points of view, opening different minds, encourages people to find the deeper story of each individual and the deeper story of our community.
I found the play very gentle, that it was just this sort of, yes, there were problems, yes, all of this, but there was sort of this loving embrace, if that makes sense, and gentle kept coming. It was just, it was a way to look at some very difficult things without necessarily having the 2x4 hit you in the head about it.
Which I think is very important for our audience, because we don't want to turn anyone away. We don't want to shut anyone down with those harsh realities. But I feel that with our music and even the lighting and some of the movement, you get a sense that it's not just gentle. So that's been my job, trying to find that balance and not making it, it's not just a fairy tale. It's not all light. There are some deeper issues. There's some rawness to it. And so the music, I think, helps bring that out. Josh Schmidt, who is our sound designer, he's sampling a lot of contemporary music, some Drake and some Phony People and other artists that our young people will know that I wasn't quite familiar with.
But it's funny how fast that happens.
Right.
It's no longer your music.
Right. But we, during the first week of rehearsal, I had each actor come up with a playlist for their character. And our sound designer, he took that and then built this incredible soundscape for the show. And so I think you'll get that sense of heaviness with the show while they're trying to still be children. And that balance is beautiful.
Yeah, and when I say gentle, I don't mean that it's soft and isn't actually touching anything. Mm-hmm. But it seems the way that the play is getting to these difficult things is a softer way. It's not hiding the things. It's just saying, hey, you need to look at this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is really important.
Right.
This is affecting all of us.
Right.
And we don't necessarily know, like you were saying, Jeff, we don't know everybody's story.
Right.
We only know the tip of everybody's story.
Yeah. And I will say with the casting and how you can read the script and almost anyone could play any part, it made it difficult for us to cast it, because then it becomes whose voice are we using as a platform? Who gets to tell this story? And we had to be very conscious of that. We have a set of twins in the show, and so okay, if one is African American, then the other has to be, or from the Latinx community, then the other. It was important that it was a diverse cast. And unfortunately, I found myself at night, thinking about the play, thinking, what neighborhood in Milwaukee will you see a group of teenagers hanging out together that looks like our cast? I don't know, unfortunately. You may see them at Rufus King or, Reagan High School or High School of the Arts hanging out, but like in a neighborhood, where do you see that? Because Milwaukee is the most segregated city in the country, depending on what year. And so that became even more important to have it be diverse, because now we have an opportunity to put these teenagers, these actors together, and them coming from Muskego, Wauwatosa, Whitefish Bay, Washington Heights, 40th and Hampton. Now they're in a room and they get to talk about their experiences outside of this play, and they get to be the seeds in their schools. And maybe one day we will see our neighborhood on the corners, a group of kids, one being Jewish, one being Mexican, and one being mixed, and one being Black. Maybe one day we will see that. And with them, I just kept saying, hearing their thoughts, these young performers, their thoughts on what's plaguing their city, what makes them upset, and at the same time, what they love about their city. I found myself teary-eyed, because they can articulate so well what they see is wrong, and they know, or at least they're confident, that they can fix it, or they are committed to making change. Mm-hmm. And that has been the most impressive part of it. It's not a, I'm leaving Milwaukee, I'm done with this place, I hate this city. It's, what can we do to fix this place? And for them to be in that place right now at 14, 15, 16 years old, I have so much hope and faith in them.
Well, it kind of fits into the whole Parkland thing, too, where you say, wow, okay, those kids are going to save this.
Absolutely.
Because they are committed. And, you know, and it's like you look back and think, yeah, you know, and that's the age.
Right.
Before you get turned off and before you get hardened by right. everything, you need that hopeful, even if you see what's wrong and even if you see what the obstacles are, you're still going to go for it anyway.
Absolutely.
Attitude, you know, that teenagers have.
Right. Dr. King, he needed the teenagers. He needed those young college students. The civil rights movement would not have happened without them. And we see that happening again 60 years later.
And that's the essence of why we do what we do at First Stage, right? We've always focused on giving young people a voice in the stories that we tell. And this is the most direct example, really going right to those teens and hearing what they had to say and shaping a story based on those things. And there's such a power in that, right? And we believe in young people at First Stage, right? We're not afraid to look into the darkness, right? But I always feel like our plays do point us toward the light. And I believe that these young people, and it's been amazing to watch them in rehearsals, that's some of the most powerful conversations I've witnessed in a rehearsal is listening to these people and the power of what they have to say. And I'm hopeful that with this piece, our community is really listening and furthering conversations after seeing the play. And there's some great, there's a portrait and stories project that'll be a part of our lobby display. So community engagement manager, Lucia, coordinated an exhibit. So there are photos and stories throughout our lobby of different teens from all over Milwaukee, just adding on to all of the stories that we're not telling, but all the voices that need to be heard.
Now, there are a lot of other things going on in conjunction with the play. That's one mm-hmm. of them. What else is happening? There's outreach and other things.
Sure. We're doing coordinating a number of listening circles, right? So we're bringing schools from different neighborhoods together to engage in listening circles with the Zeidler Center. We're also bringing some teens together to talk specifically about LGBTQ issues as well. So a lot of the things that, again, we're sparking conversation because of the different stories within the play and just trying to provide further opportunities, as we said, to continue the conversations that it doesn't end. And that's the other thing I love about the play is it's like the play is stopping, but the end of the story is not yet told.
Right. No, he doesn't wrap everything up Mm-mm. because there's still a lot to do. And one of the things we should mention also about the play, it's also very funny.
Yes.
It's really, I mean, there were times I snorted out loud with some of the lines that people have and some of the interactions
yes.
that they have and the understandings that they have of human behavior at that age, you
yes.
know. And it was just like, this is really great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a gift from fitting in too, right? That we can look at these things. And sometimes people will feel like, oh, this is going to be a challenging play. It's going to make me think. I'm not sure I want to go, right? And he's able to wrap all of those deep, meaningful things in a really entertaining, funny, human, compelling, engaging package.
And it's got baseball.
Yeah.
What more can you ask for? Music, baseball, and people who want to change the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do want to say, Malkia, you know, she sort of jested, well, Jeff was crazy enough to bring me on for the project, but she's the exact right person to be dealing with this. She's somebody that grew up here in Milwaukee and has flourished and found a way and has such a deep love for the community, right? And that has been at the heart of the development of the piece. It's just watching her work and her passion for the piece and her passion for these young people and her passion for this city. It's been a blessing to have her at the helm for this one.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in today, Break a Leg.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Jeff Frank is First Stage Theater's artistic director, and Malkia Stampley directs the company's newest premiere, Antarctica, Wisconsin. The show opens tomorrow night at the Todd Weir Theater in the Marcus Center and runs through mid-April.
You You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.